It's not his fault. The blue and the red, right? Came off. It's a b'shoigeg. So, how come I have an image of myself right now? It's like a little intense. Why is Zoom changed? Oh, it's okay, though, because okay, I was just asking.
Everybody just wants to be just shimmy?
No, it's fine. I was just asking a question. That's okay. Fine. I was just wondering why I changed. No, now I can't. Now my head's cut off. So now, I want to know, is he chayav or potter? Chayav or potter? That's my child.
Like
Nezikin?
Nezikin.
To pay me
back?
Like Nezikin. It's okay to be talking
to Nezikin? No, I'm just asking. Like nothing to do with like kashrus.
No, kashrus, he's kashrus. Aaron's messed over. Shiloh's, could he have a tie on me? Could he not invite me to the mesivo?
What do you mean, like I need to pay him back?
We'll wait for the 3 weeks for that.
Do I need to pay money for the new pot?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Does he need a new pot, or can you just
kasher? You can
kasher. Let's say we're talking about a kli cheres, good har, earthenware pot, his crock pot. I cooked up. What's so crazy about this, Rebbe? I cooked up noodles in his crock pot ben yomo, right? And then I mixed it with my glasses. Okay, yeah, to make it like a yeshiva guy's Shiloh. Okay,
bar of noodles is meat pot.
No, cheese.
Wacky Mac.
And he used it that day.
Wacky Mac.
And he used it for chont that day.
Right? When do we do this? Right? You guys have Thursday night chont, right? Today you had chont. Yeah, that's disgusting. Okay. Let's talk about a milsa de shchicha. Okay. Something that the normal world does, okay? Cholent, you know, relatively closer to Shabbos, okay? And not for breakfast. Exactly. This is like Lamaisa, like what I used to joke around in Chulin about flanken flakes. They're mamish having flanken flakes for breakfast. Mamish. That is interesting. Okay, so, Chevre, that's the Shiloh. That's what I want to pose out there. Everyone should analyze that. One second. Everyone got the kasha?
Why would he not be chayev?
Chevra, I don't want to give anything away. This is the kasha. This is like, remember when I threw out that shiloh about mukta at the beginning of all the mosu davar shenei shaloi and the shiloh of putting the mukta on the guy's. This is my shiloh right now for this sugya.
Yeah, but I also can't use it anyway.
So now I start Tysus. Now I start Tysus. Now I start Tysus. Save it for the people in the basement. Let's see the Tysus. The Chayev Bachriyusu. You're Chayev to pay. Afal Gavda Hezek Shena. I'm cutting you off because we didn't learn enough information yet. Afal Gavda Hezek Shena Nikar Loishme Hezek. How could you say with no qualms that you're Chayev over here? It's not so posh. You're Chayev over here. Why? Nachmo, because why? It violates what? Ezek Shein Nikr. And we know Ezek Shein Nikr is not always Chayev, right? The Mishnah in Gittin on Daf Nun Beis and the Gemara in Gittin Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan, however you slice it, whether it's Midrash or whether it's Midrabon, Lemaisa, the Mishnah says, you're Chayev Amazi, you're Potter Vishoigig. Nir Lari, Julian just pointed out to me that Rabbi Kiva Eger is medayik in the words of Nesiyah Shemena that he thinks that it's implied that you'd be chayev also b'shoigeg over here. It's meduyik from the Brisa. That's where the Tosis Hanocha is coming from. You're not going to only be chayev b'mezid. Anyone who didn't get that, that's just where Tosis is coming from.
It's not possible. I don't know.
Yes, we're getting there. You're asking. Are you asking the same kasha that you've been asking? It's the same exact kasha, in my opinion.
No? No,
it's not possible because of Shita's Taisus?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same kasha. That's the same kasha. Excellent. We're going to get there. Nirulari, the high the choshen, hezek nikr, shari nikr, hu shu kilayim, kishiroya gfanim besodu, metame afal pishiroya na sheretz alataros, lechoshev hezek nikr, demiyoidei mokshru. So what does Taisus say? No, don't tell me this is hezek shen nikr. This is not Hezek Shein Nikr. Why is this not Hezek Shein Nikr? Because what? Hezek Shein Nikr is like Tumah Sheretz that what? Is like Tumah Sheretz that what?
We don't know.
We don't know. We don't know if there was a hezek there. So therefore, Mamela, because we're missing what? We're missing
knowledge, information.
We're missing criteria. We're missing fundamentals. We're missing, I don't know, was there hechsher? Was there no hechsher? Right? Masha'in kein what? By kilayim, everything we need to point to a hezek over here is clear as day, and we're all good. Right? Wrong. You need us.
Tosfos.
No, don't tell me Tosfos. That's the, you just fell into the trap, man. Wrong. Tosfos also needs daf. Look at Tosfos at the top. Unless you meant all of this when I said when you said Tosfos.
Yeah.
Don't tell me Tosfos doesn't need daf. Tosfos. Yeah, but no one else will understand what you're saying. What does he mean? What does he mean? He doesn't mean Tosfos versus the Ramban, because then I'll kill you. Because Tosfos also needs daf. He means Tosfos dika daf. The das, according to Tosfos, is just das, not to create the hezek, not to be the pivotal entity. What's the mazik over here, according to Tosfos, Rabbi Yisai?
They're
Rebuvia. And only they're Rebuvia. That's what's pivotal over here. Ah, you need das? Yeah, you need. You don't need das as a 50-50, takes two to tango. You need das, that lamaisa, that tanai, conditional das. And if you don't have that das, you're with me eight times. If you don't have that das, that could uproot it. But ultimately, when you have the mazik is the erbuvio. Meredith. So Memele, Zakr Nochem, Zakr Chaim, Zakr Maradiskin, they say they're all saying the same Torahs, that the Hezek Sheinu Nikar of a Sheretz is mamish missing Chatzi Dover. It's mamish missing the Chatzi Mazik. It's mamish missing the Chatzi entity that's really causing problems over here, whereas missing das would not be missing the etzem hezek. It's just the tanai. Good. That's what David meant. Good. Geshmak, and that's why we can forever now. Tosfos also needs das, but a different type of das. Das b'teres tanai. Yeah, I didn't say anything yet.
Does that mean Tosfos holds like the Ramban by what?
Oh my gosh, he did not just do that. Tosfos doesn't hold like the Ramban at all.
No, I'm saying by what Machshir is doing by Peros.
Ramban and Shmini.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Correct. That Ramban. Yeah, that Ramban. Okay. Fine. Not this Ramban. There's a lot of Rambans. When you say Rambans, you got to specify which Ramban. Ramban ala Torah, that's what you should say. Ramban ala Torah. Good. Yeah, good. You chop how I got nervous.
Yeah.
Most people get nervous when you say, well, a person walking down the hall, he says, Tosfos like the Ramban. Whoa, hey! Easy, that's like profanity over here, you know? You can't curse in this, you know? Is it? Good. Weiter. But don't tell me a shvach of art. That what? That this is hezek sheno nikker. Ein echanami, bite the bullet. No, ein echanami. Why? When we said chiyuv be'achrayis, we meant b'toiras dina degarmi of a hezek sheno nikker. Right? There's a lot of things we're juggling over here in this brisa. This is a packed brisa. Not only because of like all the, just because like even in the words of the brisa, chay v'achrizu, why? Why exactly you chay v'achrayis? You have to assume dina degarmi, like Rav Meir. And now Tosfos is saying, and you're also assuming hezek sheno nikker, and it's limited to a case of what? So Tosfos says, don't tell me that. Why? In theory, what would you have said if you would have suggested that? It's dina degarmi on a hezek sheno nikker. Why? Because why? We would say, oh, this is a classic dinner of Hezek Shein and Iker through a garmi. Okay, you're right. You're not a classic Adama Mazik because you're not directly being Mazik. Like we said, it's indirect, it's delayed, whatever. However you define Dina de Garmi. Something over here is lacking in the Maisa Hezek, so it's Dina de Garmi. So, okay, fine, but Dina de Garmi in a case of Hezek Shein and Iker would be Chayiv if it's Mazid. Why can't we say that? Why can we say the Chiyuv Achrayis? That's Pshat in the Raisa. What's wrong with that? So Tosfos, because you can't. Because what's the reason Chazal made that Knas in Hezek Shenu Nikar in the Gemara and Gid? Shelo Yehei Kol Echad VeEchad Hoylech Umetame Taros Shachavera. Because you're going to get in a fight with your friend, and you're just going to mess him over, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Lamasha, let's say I didn't like Bluestein, so I did that purposely. Because I know he has, I don't like the fact that he has chillin' in the morning. I think that's weird. Okay? Now I'm going to mess. Okay? One person can say, like, you're crazy. But another person can say, no, now I'm going to mess you up. Okay? I'm not going to mess you up like in in the Bronx way, you know, in the Harlem way, I'm going to mess you up in a Hezek Shenu Nicker Kelchus Kashrus way, you know? I'll be a Yiddish bully, okay? That's so you have to have a new magazine, Yiddish Bullies, okay? No? Yeah? Yiddish Cup, Yiddish Bullies, good. So, Taisa says that's not going to work. Why? Because over here, you got to be an idiot to do that. Why do you have to be an idiot to do that?
You're going
to
be yourself.
Because you're messing yourself over. Any bully that messes himself over is an idiot. Right? Now you look foolish. Now you're not a Yiddish bully. You got no Yiddish cup, so you can't be a Yiddish bully. You have to have a Yiddish cup to be a Yiddish. You have to be a lamdan at least. You have to be a lamdan to be a bully. You know what I'm saying? You have to know. Right? He has to know Hilchos Kashrus if he doesn't want to know what he's doing, right? Good. So stop right there, by the way. So I just opened up the Nesivis, the Torah's Kitten. Because Yosef was Yosef and Julian and Ethan, they wanted to see it inside the Kasha, they asked the Stirin Tosis. He asked the Stirin Tosis that, like I presented to you yesterday. But then I recognized that he asked another Kasha. He asked a slew of Kashas. No, he didn't ask this Kasha. I'm sorry, you guys asked this Kasha. This is Ethan and Julian's Kasha. I just can't hold back. I apologize. If you don't want to listen right now, I'm going to confuse you, so don't listen. But it's just a bomb Kasha. And I don't have a terrorist discussion. What's Tosis saying? You can't say that it's only bemazed because, and it's chayev al tezek shenu nicker with adina de garmi on a hezek shenu nicker, right? Mm-hmm. Again, why can't you just say 1 + 1 = 2? Yeah, it's dina de garmi, but it's dina de garmi and a hezek shenu nicker. It's a regular case of the gemara and gittin, like metame. That's the mission in kilayim. Why can't we have hametame v'hametame v'hametnazik? Chayiv amazed Shaykh Potter, and now I'm going to add one thing from Abba Basra. Ha'oysa kilayim. Right? So why can we say that, right? So Tosis says there's no reason to slap a knas on him. Why? Because he's not going to be hoylech u'oysa kilayim lechaver, where he's going to be mafsid, right? Mm-hmm. Where he's going to make himself lose. You with me, Eitan? Yeah, he's going to lose himself. Good? Stop right there. Ask Julian and Ethan. But you, so we're going to say that what? That it must be that it's Hezek Nicker, right? It's Hezek Nicker. So ask Ethan and Julian, but you, Tosis, hold that Dina de Garmi is also a Knas. At the end of the day, is our Brisa through Dina de Garmi, Rabbi Yisai? Absolutely, right? That's a Beferish or what?
Gemara.
Gemara where?
Kuf.
Good. It's Beferish, Gemara, and Kuf. You can't argue with that. Right? It's an opening Gemara. This is Rabbi Meir. That's the whole shmooze of Rabbi Meir. It's not Stam Mishnah, Stam Braisa. There's no question. Dina de Garmi, according to Tosfos, is a what?
Knas.
It's a Knas. So if it's a Knas, so then what? You're Pater B'Shayu. But also, wouldn't you not make a Knas according to what the Gemara and Gittin saying, where you yourself are going to lose? So Ethan and Julian just uprooted the whole sugya.
I know.
You should be potter even alt garmi, because we should never institute a knas where you're going to lose yourself.
Why?
Because you're going to lose out. That's what they said. They says you don't introduce knases where you're going to lose out. We're not worried.
Because there you're never going to do it, but here that'll still happen.
Oh, I think David's right. That svara of Tosfos is limited, and I realize what David was just saying. Write what I was saying out the kasha right now. That svar of Tosfos was limited to a person who's going to violate Hezek Shenu Nicker. He's a flunkin' flakes hater, right? He doesn't like Bluestein. You're weird. Okay, and I'm gonna mess you up. So when am I gonna do that and respond to your weirdness? When am I gonna be a bully when I'm not gonna be mafsid? When's he gonna do it? When I have nothing to lose and I can only just abuse him. Right? I have nothing to lose, and I could abuse. Right? It's good. It's part of the song. Sheinkin over here, what's happening over here? Over here what? We're talking about, that there's the nezek that happens. There's nezek that happens that could be through your negligence, through your inaction, through your laziness. This is not a bully. This is not a chshash of like I don't like Bluestein. I'm a neighbor. I'm a shochin with a guy. I love the guy. I love the guy I live next to who has beautiful tefuah fields. I just happen to have a kerem field and a geffen field. So now, We want to know if you don't put up the fence right now and you're lazy and you know about it, so we're going to slap out a knas. So that's not going to be the same criteria. You could very much be lazy and be inactive even after Hasra when your fence falls down if that hezek is happening in Mimela. The whole context of the story is totally different. So I think that's the answer to your kasha. It was a very good kasha, but I think that's a teretz. Okay? Everyone with me, guys?
They just asked about the stira.
What?
Sorry, I don't...
What?
Were they just asking about the stira and tosos?
No. Yeah, totally. They were asking a different kasha. They were asking, if garmi is derabonon and is a knas, so also in the case of kilayim, don't make the knas because you're going to lose out. So I'm saying that's not the same as the bully case in the case of Hezek Shein Nicker. That's where Tosis Sora applies. It's a good kasha, but this type of knas is for sure a different type of knas that could happen in Mela. Which gets me to my next point, and is exactly what the Maharam's saying. This is exactly what the Maharam's saying, and David, I think this is going to help you right now. I think it was Hashkocha Pratus that you guys asked this kasha to now introduce the Maharam, because now it's going to fit like a glove. So now go on in Tosis Rosa. Everyone with me? Is anyone not with me right now? I want everyone to be together. So now we're going Vaiter and Tosis. So now Tosis says Va'oid. You also can't say that it's only Hezek Sheinu Nicker, which would mean what according to Rabbi Yochanan? Again, that you'd only be Chayev what? When you'd only be Chayev what?
The
Mezid. Va'oid Iknasu. The Mezid Dafka Hayel Olishchay. Okay. What's the problem? Tosis clearly understands from the get-go that our Brisa is mashma that it's bein b'mayiz a big mashayik. And your chayiv achrayiz, you got to pay? Dina de garmi? You're going to chayiv b'mayiz a big mashayik. If it's chayiv bein b'mayiz a big mashayik, it's definitely not what? What? It's definitely not what? It's definitely not?
Dina de garmi.
It's definitely... No, it's definitely not. It can't not be Dina de Garmi. Benny told me it has to be Dina de Garmi.
No.
It's definitely not Hezek Sheinu Nicker. Thank you. It's definitely Hezek Nicker. So that's why Tosus throws that out. Right? Good, Rabbi Yisai? So Tosus holds L'maisa, Yer Chayev, Bein B'Shoeg, Bein B'Mezid. So Judah's saying, that can't be. Judah's saying, no, that is what you're saying. No, but that's what you're saying. That's what you've been saying all week. Right? That is what you're saying, and now you're going to say something else. But you have to say that. He's right. And that's what Sammy's saying. From the get-go, this can't be. This Tosis is a problem. And who asked this kasher? Everybody say, the Torah's getting the Nesivis. And he leaves it off at Tzarechian. And he says, I don't understand how this fits with anything that Tosis introduced to me on Amud Aleph in Oymer Melogdor about the Hasra being necessary to be Chayiv Mitzadina Degarmi. Chayiv Achrayis is only if you get Hasra. And here he's saying, you're Chayiv even Meshayge. It's a plea at Tzumar, Rabbi Yisai. This is a Pella. This is a bomb kasha. Everyone with me? Yes, Sammy.
The line before in Tosu, if I understood it correctly, is saying that we're not concerned that a guy is gonna
bully
with Talayim because it'll mess him up too.
Yeah.
But wasn't the Brisa case where it was amazing? Because since you give him Asra and he did nothing, that's him doing it intentionally.
So good. So you hear what Sammy just asked? How could I even say what I'm saying, right? That this is different because it happens on its own and it's not a bully. But according to Tosis, you could only be mechayev over here if it's been mazed. So he is a bully. He's not a bully. I'm explaining to you this. And this is the right. That's exactly what you're asking.
Right. Wait. I think Tosis also kind of speaks out what Julian and David were talking about just a second ago.
Why? What did he say?
He says... And then he says, Isn't that kind of relative? He's saying it's even according to Rabbi Meir, it would be chayv. Yeah.
Then that's problematic with this thesis. And you lose the whole hecher. What's va'oid I knasu b'meiz davka ha'ilu l'schayev? Why?
Right. There's two questions there. It solves one, but then it goes against the other.
And Tosis is saying, if it's hezek sheinu nicker, it's a knas, then you only be chayev b'meiz.
So it must be a sonic. I mean, it must be it is nicker.
Right.
some silver-added tariffs, basically.
The steer?
He asked from Rabbi Meir Gufa in the Gemara, what do you mean if it was Hezek Sheino Nicker, it's only Shaykh by Mezer Rabbi Meir Shita by Hezek Sheino Nicker, it's also a Shogay.
Oh, okay. That's a good kasha.
So that the same thing would apply here to this kasha, but in the steer.
Well, this is a steer within Taisus.
I think it's the same thing.
But he's not saying Avor Jaf Dafkin Rabbi Meir, he's saying in all Dina Degar. You're saying Rabbi Meir's Shita is Dina Degarmi. Okay.
But also the way he understands Dina Degarmi here is that the whole time is
Ayer. Yeah, that's different than what I'm saying over there, right? So listen, I think this is a little different. Listen to it. I hear it. I have to look at that place. I hear what you're saying. Right now, our kasha is, this doesn't work. We've been building up until now, that the reason we need Hasara is that, according to Tosis, there's no option to explain that you'd be chayav b'mezid if you're not b'mezid and you didn't get Hasara. Yet Tosis is saying on Amid Bey is that you're chayav in our case, b'shoigig. So something's got to go. So comes along the Maharam, and the Maharam explains Mezid and Shoigig differently than the classic sense on Amid Beis. Dr. Maharam, Avada, you have to receive Hasra in order for Dina Degarmi to kick in, because this is Shitas Tosis, that Dina Degarmi is Dirabonim. And it's a Knas. And Knasses are only kicking in after a Hasra. So that's not negotiable. So what did Tosis mean to say on Amid Beis that, oh, if you would have said it's Hezek Sheino Nicker, that's the pshat in the Brisa, then you would only been Mechayev and Mezid. What do you mean I am only Mechayev and Mezid? I hold that that's true, Lalocha. Says the Maharam, no, there's another type of Mezid over here. Maybe I would have thought that I should only be Chayev when I do something biadayim. Like what? Kilayim that's created in this case of the Gefanim with the Tvua, and what happened? The fence didn't fall down on its own. I broke the fence. Maybe that's the only reason, scenario, that I would be chayef. Rabbeisai, what is that? What is the Maharam alluding to? What I just realized right now. What is Maharam alluding to? Maybe I would only chayef in a case that I hate Bluestein. That I'm a bully. I'm a Yiddish bully. How do you show that you're a Yiddish bully in the case of Kilayim? You break fences. You create Kilayim B'Yadayim. How do I know that even what? Not B'mezid of the Maharam, even without a breaking Maisi B'Yadayim, even Huzak B'Mele, I'd also be Chayev? That's what Tosis is saying in Amid Beis. That's the Chiddush. You're also Chayev in that case. Because it's not a bully Yishtik a Knas, like Hezek Sheinu Nicker on Gittin and Beis, that it's saying, Haya Hoylech Umetame, and messing with Bluestein like a Yiddish a bully. This knas is not a knas of bullying. So memela, it applies even if it's memela and the wall fell down. Elamai, what? I'm asking, says the Maharam, that Avada, you need the basics. You need Asra. You need Dina Dargarmi to kick in. Outside of the world of bullying, you'd still need knowledge. You still have to be a basic mezid that you're aware about it. The mezid on Omid Aleph for Dina de Garmia and the mezid on Omid Beis for bullying of Hezek Sheino Nicker, that's two levels of mezid. Azoy zok to Maharam, Pshat and Tosis, and there's no stira to answer the Nesivus' kasha. And that's exactly what you said. Exactly what we said. And that's the answer to Ethan and Julian's kasha. Because we're not being mechayev you over here like Hezek Sheino Nicker, Betaris bully. We're being mechayev you over here in Dina Degarmi, which is another type of knas derabanan, but is not predicated off of hoyoholich umetam etarosof. He's bullying his friend. So therefore, the chiddush is that Tosis is saying you have to be spoken to, you have to be warned, you have to be mezid for Dina Degarmi, but you don't have to be a bully. You don't have to do a maisa biadayim. You could just be lazy. You could also apply to a hezek memela, and that's what Tosis meant. That I would have thought it only applied b'mezid. Means that I would have thought it only applies l'shem yichud kutcha brichu, that what? I hate Bluestein. And a bully dicka sense. That kamash malon, that the b'raisa applies to both. But avada, in terms of a push-up shot of mezid, you still need mezid in order for Tosis to get off the ground, in order for this to be a case of Dina Degarmi. Everyone chop what just happened? Yeah, Benny.
So, if we reread Tosfos on Amud Aleph, so the reason why you need Hasra is just to tell him about it.
Yeah.
Right? In order so that he has basic knowledge so that it's not onus from
Papa. But you don't have to be a bully.
Right. So I understand that. And so now, if we're just following the rest of Tosfos, so what happens? Why do you need to say it twice again? Right? Why do you got to say it again? Because maybe he thought that he came in, he put up the wall. Right, and now it fell down while he was overseas or whatever, or he was just not around, and so you have to tell him again because then it's a back to onus again, right? But then why, when it comes, why is there, how's there machlokes when it comes to the third time whether you have to tell him or not? It's just about das.
He's not sure.
Tos
is not even sure. He's mesupik about that himself. He's not sure how far you say.
How's he not sure?
He doesn't know how long you assume
that you should say. What do you mean? If he doesn't know about it, then he has.
Why is that more problematic now than before? That's not makasha thesis. I mean, why are you sure about the second and not the third? That's the way Tyson thinks. After two times already, okay, I know what type of guy. This guy's a lazy bum. He doesn't come to Seder.
After two times, you're supposed to get used to it.
Yeah, exactly. I would also expect that I wouldn't have to give a schmooze in the middle of, you know, like a week before Hanukkah. But like that's just the nature of people. You know what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? I don't think this pertains to our sugya. Tyson says, how many times do you have to already keep telling him? We already know. He's been mazed already. He knows about this.
It depends what the purpose of telling him is for. If we're telling him that it's just for stam das, to like, so that you're not, so that he knows about it, then like...
You're saying, according to the Ramban, it's more nicha. Good. I'm asking.
Is it the case that he built the wall back the first time?
Yes, so.
Because
right.
Like, and then you only stop worrying once you have yayu. So like... Why would it be?
No. Right, exactly, right. The price says.
That's like a natural point to stop warning him, but it's not like two versus three. It's like he finally engaged, now you don't have to warn him anymore.
No, but let's say he didn't. Let's say he was.
No, he wasn't.
He's saying he kept on putting it up. He kept on putting it up. No, it was two times already. Now it's the third time. He wasn't a Siyaish yet. And now Tosis is a Mesopic. Do I still have to tell him?
Okay.
So Tosis is wondering. I don't know. Maybe it could be out there. This is a habit already.
Why is that a pillow?
What?
I mean, why is that like a...
Why is that even a suffix you're asking?
Yeah, I'm saying like, it seems like it's...
I don't know, maybe it could be like, he keeps on forgetting, like he did the first and second. Why can't I continue that? Maybe I need to tell him each time. I don't know why that's...
No, I think you should tell him every time, yeah.
You just reversed your shita.
No, I think you should have to tell him every single time. If we're saying that it's all about
you die, can't hear that the guy is just like, but I give a guy schmooze like every single week, right? Think about that guy that I mentioned the schmooze yesterday.
Keep giving the schmoozes
a thousand times.
Come on.
Every single time.
There's a point in time that I'm just going to tell the guy, this is the wrong shear for you.
When he's misyayish,
this
you can
is the wrong shear for you.
When he's misyayish, you can be misyayish.
No, stop fighting for these guys that they should stay in my shear. This is the wrong shear for him.
Let's say the guy still wants to grow.
Okay. So get out of your bed. So get out of your bed and grow. You don't really want to grow. You want fire. That's what you want. You don't really want to grow. I want to walk out like this, get ready for my date, put it on my resume, and say, fa! You know exactly what I'm talking about. You want to grow, so show it. You want to grow some key lion, that's what you want to grow. Woo! What are we talking about here? Chevra, yeah. Maram just says, in a synopsis, really just summing it up, Maram just says, mazid is not what you think mazid means. Mazid means you're a bully. Maybe you would have thought that you're only chayev b'achrayis, you only have to pay if you broke down the wall b'yadayim. Kamash malon, zav toisis, that even if it fell on its own, you still have to pay. But now when I ask the Maharam in toisis, do I need hasra? Avada, I need hasra. We're talking Garmi over here. We're talking Rabbi Meir. Garmi's a knas. I don't need to be a bully. It's not a hezek sheino nikar dika sugyo like Bluestein. But it's still a knas that it needs hasra. You need to know that fundamentally that the guy's been mazed. He doesn't even have the information without hasra. Ad kedei kach that Benny wants to say you should always need hasra. You should never give up on a child. Right? Chinuch shmus. Yeah.
Isn't that the pashuk shot of
childhood? What? Yeah.
Nifrisa Me'alev versus Koreas Geder is Maisi Adonis. He's just having a very pashuk read of the Bryson.
So you're asking, no, you're asking Akasha right now. You're saying this part, Maram doesn't make sense.
I'm saying the Maram is just looking.
You're saying, why would I even have a Hava Amina to say this is Dafka Maisi Adonis and if the Bryson says Venifritza? I don't know. The nifritza can't be that I was pyrus biadayim.
I mean, it seems like isn't nifritza more of a passive
watch? Yeah, I'm asking to you. You hear everyone hear what Daniel's asking? He doesn't like the Maharam's Pshat and Tosis, or if that's what Tosis is saying, why would you ever have that Havamina if it says Vinifritza, it doesn't say Vipirtza? Oh my gosh, I have a schmooze right now. What's my schmooze?
Don't be passive in life?
No. This is Mamash Hanukkah.
Vo
Fritzim Mechilu. Pirit. That's what Hanukkah is, everybody say. The Pirtzis. Yud Gimel Pirtzis that were in the Heichel. All right, we'll talk about it when we have Bluestein's children. Exactly, right.
Why is that not
a kasha?
Because he's saying, if this was such a case...
No, no, you're not changing the words of the Braisa. Daniel's saying, no. You would have read the Braisa to mean that.
This Braisa can't possibly be a case of a knas of Hazik Shein Adikar.
Because you would have thought that it meant that it was Memela. So you say, why would I ever have thought that?
Why does it have to be
Bittorus?
Why does it have to be Bittorus? You would have thought. Why isn't it? It can't possibly be that case.
I hear. You hear what Julian's saying? He's saying, don't say it the way I'm saying it, that you would have thought that that would have been pshat. But he's just saying, the Brisa can't fit like that, because if that would be the case, then it would have to be Bittorus being mafritz, and that's not what the Brisa says. It says venifritz.
All right.
Julian's taking your kasha, and he's putting it in the words of Tosis. Yeah. That... The hechrech of Tosis to know
the words nifritz,
but maybe he's coming from the words of the Gemara, from the Braisa itself. That since it says v'nifritza, so that's megala that is even memela. So memela, I can't say that pshat. I can't say it's based on hezek sheino nikker hagufa. You're right. And that's exactly the hechrech of Tosis from v'nifritza. Good, and not uvol fritzim mechilulu before tuchomas ben delai. Right. Yevonim did not just let the wall fall down, right? They poked holes. They poked holes in the choma of the Azara. Why? They wanted all of the schmutz to seep in. To seep in, Rabbi said. They wanted to get as much contact as they can to even be metame the shmonim, the chochma, right? So I want to create a device that is now going to be connected to you and to your Yiddish cups and to your morning seders and to everything that you do with the growing Yiddishkeit that's always going to be connecting to you and constantly be metame you. Whoa. That's pretty scary. Right there. Exactly. That's mamish what it's all about. All sugis and tumah. It's hashkacha that we're up to here. Abba Rabbi Isai, I do have Bluestein's watch over here. And we do have one more piece to resolve. But to resolve one more piece in the sugya, and with this, I finish the sugya. And I want to get back to my kasha. Tosfos told us a hagdara in Hezek Sheino Nikar versus Hezek Nikar. And to be honest, I would have never said what Tosfos says. Because when I contrast Tosfos with another shita that deals with a similar definition of when is something Hezek Nikar and Hezek Sheino Nikar, I think you're going to totally side with that other shita and realize that what Tosfos has said is so mechudish. And that really comes to the shita of the Ramban. The Olam saw the Ramban, or the guys want me to talk about it tomorrow? The Ramban. The Ramban. Anyone see the Ramban in Din of the Garmi? Yeah? Good. So the Ramban is dealing with a fundamental question as follows. In his compilation and discussion within Kuntras Din of the Garmi, he has a fundamental question that we didn't really focus on too much, but this is the Kasha. Noam asked me where he's referring to in the original Kasha, and I pointed it out to him, but I didn't put it on the Marmakomos. And that's the following. If Rameir's Mechayev and Dina Degarmi, so then I have a real question from the Gemara's in Gittin. Frek the Ramban, why aren't you Chayev B'Shoigeg? Why should you be Chayev B'Shoigeg? Because of what? Adam Mu'el Olam, right? And don't tell me that Garmi is only... Right? What does Tosfos answer that question?
Rabbanan.
What are you bothering me? It's the Rabbanan. Right? The Ramban can't hold like that. Why? Because the Ramban holds... Dina de Garmi is the Araisa. So now the Ramban basically just said, so my Shita just upshlugged me because I can't read the Gemara in Gittin. Because every case that he's Mazik... Metame Tarosov, and he's being that bully, he should be chayev even Meshoye because he's Adamu Loilam. Right? With me, guys? So you should be chayev even Meshoye. You're a mazik. So the Ramban, no. It's not true. Dina de Garmi, again, is only if what? It's Hezek Nicker. But if it's Hezek Sheino Nicker, so then it's going to fall back and be the Rabbanon again, right? So Zok the Ramban, okay, now I just made things very complicated. Because I'm trying to convince you, telling you that when you have kfanim and that mix up with tvua, and you're involved there, and you have hasra, that hasra is not because you're a knas, and that's a derabbanan. I hold that what? That everything we've been talking about from today until tomorrow in Brava Basu, Daf Beis, says the Ramban, is a din del rais. So now I don't get it, says the Ramban. So you're telling me if I put a sheretz onto someone else's food, that's only derabbanan, hezek sheino nicker, and kilayim is going to be d'oraisa, because that's hezek nicker? What in the world is the difference between what? Between putting a sheretz on the food and between my gfanim going into the tfua? Why is one Hezek Nicker, one Hezek Sheino Nicker? Everyone understand why the Ramban needs to do this?
According to Ramban, shouldn't...
Everyone understand why the Ramban needs to do this?
Yeah.
Again. Ramban has a whole thesis that Garmi is de Oraisa. So frek the Ramban, if Garmi is de Oraisa, so now I got to start explaining why Metame Taroso, the Gemara in Gittin, is Pater B'Shoigig. Should be Chaya B'Shoigig. Adamu L'Oilam. He's a Mazik. Dr. Ramban, no, he's a mazik if it's Hezek Nicker. If it's Hezek Sheino Nicker, he's not a mazik. Right? And that whole type of Hezek is only made up in Derabbanan. Good? So therefore, Gittin still blibes Derabbanan. So the Ramban saves it. But now the Ramban says, hey, well, wait a second. But what am I telling you? I'm telling you that Baba Basar Daf Beis, by Nifritz Ageder, that Gef Funim are going into the field with Tvua, that's Hezek Nicker. And that's the Oraisa. Whereas what? Metame Tarosa, putting a sheretz on top of the food, is only the Rabbanon because it's Hezek Sheino Nicker. How could I sell you that bag of goods? How could I tell you that this is the Oraisa, this is the Rabbanon, this looks exactly the same? Rabbi Isai says the Ramban, I'm going to explain to you the Chiluk. And in this explanation of the Chiluk, Rabbi Isai, is where he deviates from our Shita of Tosfos. So Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we're going to deal with the analysis of Tosfos, the analysis of the Ramban, juxtapose it to what Tosfos is saying, learn Shitas HaRambam, learn a Gemara, a Tosfos in Bava Kamma on Daf Tzadi Ches, a Sugi in Bava Kamma Daf Tzadi Ches, and then if you have time to see the Sugi in Bava Kamma Daf Tzadi Zayin, and here I want to be Mice of something to the Maram HaKoymis, if you have time, who packages everything together, Rabbi Zayin, in such a beautiful way. Koivit Shiurim Rav Chanan Wasserman Ois Yud in Baba Basra. Myridik Achinish Rabbi Isai. Let's go and come back. And then I want to come back to my Shaila with Bluestein, with the Pleishiks and Milchiks. Emir Tz Hashem. We'll finish it all tomorrow. Haba Aleinu.